Well, we all know that dirt track racing is a big deal in North Central Iowa and around the state, but it's a big deal on the national stage. We've got a local driver that's going to make his way down to historic Bristol Speedway for the Bristol Dirt Nationals that are going on next week, and he is Jeremiah Reed joining me now. And Jeremiah, first of all, thanks for the time.
Yep. Thank you.
Jeremiah, you know, I know that you've raced in the kind of local circuit around here. What are some of the tracks that you run at here in North Central Iowa and around the state?
I run weekly. I usually run Sports Park Raceway here in Fort Dodge. And then I also run Hamilton County Speedway, Webster City. I ventured down to Boone, Stewart, Alta, all the kind of the tracks around the area every once in a while. But my main two tracks are Fort Dodge and Webster City.
Now, you're from the Fort Dodge area, I know. From what I understand, you started kind of racing in drag racing at Humboldt County Dragway and then kind of made the transition to dirt racing, dirt track racing. What was it that prompted you to get into dirt track racing?
I've always wanted to do dirt track racing, just never really had the means to get into it until basically when I was done with college, then I kind of made that transition because I was able to. So just always wanted to, just never had the opportunity really until that point.
I think one of the things that's impressive about the fact that you're going to go down to Bristol and run in the Bristol Dirt Nationals is that you've only been in dirt track racing for a couple of years, just over 2 years. So I think this is definitely a big jump, and I think it's got to be the biggest race of your short career.
Yep. I've run a few big races, Super Nationals, USRA Nationals, but this will be the biggest race by far that we've ever been part of.
And tell me about, I'm going to get you to explain how you ended up in the Bristol race and going down there in just a minute, but talk to me a little bit about the thought process. When you kind of look at this, you know, this seems like a big jump for you. You just talked about how it's the biggest one in your career. What's the thought process as to why you would run this race?
I've been to Bristol before to watch a NASCAR race. And so kind of, you know, that's maybe a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So as soon as they announced that they were racing at Bristol, they hadn't quite announced the support classes yet, which were part of the support classes. But once they announced that we were, then I knew I was signing up as soon as it was available. And so once they announced the time that they were going to open registration, we kind of set that time aside to make sure that we got registered.
Jeremiah Reed is my guest. He's a local race car driver on the dirt track scene, making his way down to Bristol for the Dirt Nationals. You talked about some of the allure of Bristol, and I'm from that part of the country, South Carolina originally, you know, NASCAR country, and I certainly understand where you're coming from. Bristol is a special place. They don't do the dirt down there a whole lot, so when you get the opportunity, as you mentioned, it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do it. What division do you race in? What you going to be running down in Bristol?
I'm going to be racing on IMCA Sport Mod down in Bristol. I also race USRA B Mods. They're pretty similar. About the only thing we really change between them is what tires we're running. So, but down there, we're running as an IMCA Sport Mod.
Now, I saw that the payout in Bristol to win it for super late models, $50,000. What's the payout in your division?
It's $500 just to start the race, and then it's $5,000 to win.
So if you qualify, it's $500. You win it, it's $5,000 that you're coming back with. I know it's a lot to take on. I mean, you know, you've run around the state of Iowa quite a bit, but to make this kind of a journey down there, there's got to be a lot of logistics involved in it.
Oh yeah, like I said, before we even got on this, I was talking to you about us leaving with Greg Elliott. You know, there's four of us going down there, and we kind of met up the other day and talked about just the logistics and who was leaving with who and, you know, who wanted to bring what food, you know, where we were staying, what our kind of plan was. So, you know, it was Jason Bass, Matt Grawl, Damien Elliott's racing, who's Greg's son. So we all kind of got together and just kind of planned everything out the other day And so Matt and Jason were leaving together, and Greg and I are leaving together. That way, if somebody has an issue, you know, there's extra help there.
Jeremiah Reed is my guest, local race car driver, making his way to the Bristol Dirt Nationals next week to compete at the national level. Jeremiah, from what I understand, you know, with you being relatively new to dirt track racing, just a couple of years under your belt, you've had a few top five finishes, but you're still looking for that one big breakthrough.
Yep. We've invested a lot over this off season. You know, we got a, it's not a brand new car, but it's new to us. It's a lot newer car than what we had, a lot better condition. And we've invested a lot of money for better equipment and stuff like that to try and get our program to that next level. You know, we've improved from our first year to our second year drastically. And if we can make that same kind of improvement this year, I don't see any reason why we couldn't break through and take that next step. So,
you know, one thing that I think speaks pretty highly of you here is you have quite a bit of confidence. From what I understand, what you told me before we started this conversation is that there was 180 spots in your class, and it sold out, the race did, in about 5 hours. So that means that you had no doubt that this is what you wanted to do.
Yep. Before they even announced our class, you know, I talked to a few friends, and I told them if they have our class there, we're going, you know, and so I knew it was something I wanted to do before they even announced that we could. So.
Yeah, and I think that's, you mentioned, you know, it's one of those things where it's a special opportunity. How much pressure is on you in a race like this, you know, or do you approach it with kind of the mentality of you're kind of running with house money in this situation?
I mean, for me, really, there's no pressure. I'm going down there just to have fun, to have the experience to run Bristol. You know, if you're down there with expectations, you're probably going to leave disappointed. So, basically all of our group are going down there just to have fun, and you know, it's Bristol. That's what you're there for.
Yeah, it's so. Certainly special. Jeremiah Reed is my guest, local race car driver on the dirt track circuit, making his way to the Bristol Nationals. Jeremiah, with Bristol, you know, it's obviously, you've never been there, you've never run there. It's a different animal. What are some of the challenges that Bristol poses for you as opposed to some of the local tracks?
Well, as far as Bristol, nobody's really run on it. They did a gear test with modifieds and stock cars, but nobody's really done a gear test to sport mods. So the first thing we got to do when we get down there is get a couple laps on the track to see if we even have the right gear in the car. And on top of that, you know, it's a track that we're probably going to carry more speed at than we've ever carried before. Our track out here in Fort Dodge is a pretty fast track, but it's slow compared to Bristol. So, you know, there's going to be parts and pieces that have been tested just from the forces that are put on them, like they've never been tested before. So, you know, double and triple checking everything on the car and making sure that everything's ready to go, and we're not going to have any issues once we get on the track, because if you have an issue at this kind of speeds we're going to be carrying, you can do a lot of damage pretty quick. So, just never having that track before, nobody's ever really raced on it, because they it's not the same configuration. They raced on it 20 years ago, but it's they've changed the track since then. So it's not, nobody's really ever raced on it other than the couple people that have got to practice on it in the last few weeks. So basically you're starting from scratch.
Yeah, getting a feel for the track for sure. Now, the schedule for the Dirt Nationals next week, as I understand it, Monday and Tuesday are the practice days. Walk me through the schedule a little bit.
So they have a practice on Saturday and Sunday, and then they have we run Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then they have modified stock cars and late models run on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And kind of, I think they have a practice starting at 2 o'clock each day, their local time, and then the races start at 5 each day. So Monday and Wednesday are heat races, and then they'll have last chance qualifiers and the big show for us on Friday.
Okay. So through the heat race, if you can finish in a certain spot in the heat race, you'll qualify for the main then. Is that right?
Yep. So I believe they're doing passing points down there. So they're going to basically, if you win the heat, you're automatically in one of the qualifying features for that night, which is qualifying features. If you win those, you get put into the big show on Friday automatically. But otherwise, it's passing points. So you get so many points for your finish, and then so many points, or one, like 1 point for every car you pass. So the people with the most points are the ones that are going to get in.
Jeremiah Reed is my guest. He's a local race car driver on the dirt track scene, making his way to the Bristol Nationals. You mentioned earlier in the conversation that you really don't have any expectations. You're going to Bristol just to run Bristol because of the great once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that it is. If I told you right now you could qualify for the main, you know, and finish at the back of the pack in the main, you take that right now?
Yep. I would definitely take that.
Okay. I figured maybe you would. I wanted to kind of get your mindset of that. You talked about having to get dialed in on the track and the track kind of being uncharted territory from there. I know that's the biggest thing. What do you think are some of the other keys for you in this race?
Just staying out of trouble. You know, there's 180 cars down there, and they're vying for 24 spots in the big show on Friday, so there's going to be a lot of people kind of pushing the envelope trying to get in, and so, you know, staying out of trouble is going to be one of the biggest keys. You know, you could be racing as clean as you want and just get caught up in somebody else's mess. So keeping your nose clean and just getting to the finish is going to be a big achievement in some of the races.
Yeah, and I agree with you there. I think you can make a lot of headway if you're able to do that. Jeremiah Reed has been my guest. Jeremiah, thank you for the time. Good luck in Bristol next week.
Thank you.